Session 5, Preteens and Teens in Family Worship. So some of my earliest preparation for parenting came when I served my church as a middle school youth leader. And when I first got involved in middle school ministry, I thought my philosophy of ministry was that I had to be really cool and culturally aware in order to reach kids for Christ. And a few years in, I realized that that was just completely ridiculous. Preteens and teens don't need another adult who looks just like the world. They need God's word, pure and undiluted, unleashed on their lives. It's not about making yourself cool and impressive. It's about showing them how cool and impressive Christ is. And if you are a parent of a preteen or a teen, you know that that is true. You know that they will not find you cool and impressive at times, but we can continue to proclaim to them a massively impressive and glorious Christ. And that's our goal in family worship, to proclaim to them a glorious Christ. So for parents of teens, I have two tips to make family worship more effective. Number one, explain family worship. So parents of teens, you know that one of the best ways to make a difference in your child's life is to be real, to be authentic. If you're just starting out with family worship with a preteen or a teen in the house, be sure that you communicate the why behind family worship. Don't expect them to just blindly follow you. Explain to them the benefit you hope family worship brings them so that they can participate accordingly. And that's just good discipleship. You're explaining to them what you're doing. You're explaining to them why you're doing it. And that's an opportunity to teach your child truth about God and His Word and the work that He wants to do in and through your family. If you need help communicating the importance of family worship to your teen, go back to session 1 in this teaching series. The 3 reasons that I shared there for why to practice family worship might be a great starting point for your conversation. Now, of course, I want to give this the footnote that while we want to explain our reasoning to our children, we do still exercise a God-given authority over their lives. And so it's acceptable and even necessary to tell your teenage children to participate in family worship, even if they think it's a waste of time. So we want to explain family worship. And number 2, we make space for their questions. Questions about family worship, questions about the Bible, questions about God and what He's done. And typically, asking questions like that is not a sign of rebellion. It's a sign that your children are making your faith their own faith. They're wrestling through really big, important topics. So don't silence your children's questions and effectively tell them, no, don't think about God. We want to encourage them to think about God. So encourage that habit of asking questions about the Bible, asking questions about their doubts. Don't let them wander off with those doubts on their own. Encourage them to bring those doubts and questions to you. Provide answers when you can. But also at the same time, don't be afraid to say, I don't know. You shouldn't expect to know all of the answers because you're not God and you haven't mastered the Bible, and our teens are growing up in a brave new world that we have never imagined. And so if you don't know the answer to your teenager's question, tell them, I don't know, but let's find out together. Take them on a journey to find the answer by turning to trusted resources and counselors. Shepherding your child through their teenage years is an exciting adventure with twists at every turn, right? I hope that you'll continue to prioritize family worship throughout this important stage of your child's life.